I don't think that there will ever be another Vida Susan Davis. But when you look at her family, her daughter, and her grandchildren, you see the kindness and the humor, and you know that she'll never be forgotten. My name is Heather Powell. I'm a Chukensha belonging to the Cedar House, and I am the Director of Education, Employment, and Training for Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Vida, to me, she's my auntie. She would always sit with her hands folded across her stomach with a mischievous smile. It looked as though at any given moment she was just going to bust into this giggle. She also is the lifelong best friend and partner to my grandfather, Herman Davis. My grandfather is a fisherman, and he just enjoyed being out on the boat with her, and the stories that he's been telling lately have just, every part of it has included how impressed he was by her. She went hunting with him. She'd go fishing with him. At one time, they were covered by fog and couldn't find themselves through. And she just kept the boat where the sun was shining on one side of her face and the wind was on the other. And she drove them through the fog, and they made it safely home without any navigation gear. One of her first jobs was she was a Tlingit language instructor for Sheldon Jackson College. And then she spent majority of her life, over 35 years, working for Sitka Native Education Program. She was one of the ones that would be sure and let us know that we were dancing to the words of our ancestors, that it wasn't dancing for ourselves, but really dancing for our grandparents.
I am Nancy Douglas.
Nancy is from the original Gajahin dancers.
I'm the cultural programming director for the Sitka School District, and I oversee the Title VII part of the Sitka Native Education Program.
It's been so long ago now that I've been a Gajahin and been practicing with Vida and elders looking on us, but what I always remember is they expected us to do things the right way. Mm. And in 1980 or 81, when Sea Alaska had a gathering of elders and we performed, the elders in the audience from the region looked at us and they believed we could speak fluent Tlingit. We have Vida and all those elders, some of them have passed on, but some of them are still alive, that we can be thankful for because it gave us the tools to be teachers to the next generations.
The one thing that I know she was very, very proud of was all of the work that she put into transcribing the songs for the dancers. And those are still the songs that are sung today, those song sheets we still share.
And we treasure them. To us, it's like having gold. When you think about it, if the elders in Sitka weren't in the forefront of revitalizing our culture, those things really could have been lost.
It's that piece that nobody can ever take from you. It was something that would pull us together as a family. We could all, still to this day, Nancy and I could stand next to each other and sing the same song in the exact same tempo, cadence. Having learned it 20 years apart, it was still the same. It's what we do. We spend our entire life trying to figure out what we can do to make sure that our culture, our song, our dance, and our language are a part of everyday life.